wish that was recording it.
I wish, yeah.
If you always had heard Owen about approximately 8 seconds ago, when I asked him about live, he just told me to shut me mouth. What's up, lads? New episode of Talking More Bollocks.
Uh-huh.
I have an announcement to make.
Go for it.
We have a new number one film.
Oh, whoa.
Right, hang on. I just want to ask one question. Is it on the list of the films that we gave you? Or is it a wild card?
It's on the list.
Ooh, what do you think it is on? So hang on, we gave him...
I don't know if yours officially told me to put this on the list.
Oh.
So Rush Hour 2 is fifth, by the way, but come on, Cabin, what
we
use?
We gave you Dodgeball.
The Godfather?
No, I don't think I made... No, you had it. I remember it, you had the list. There was three.
I have the list.
There was three on it, and Dodgeball was one of them. I remember thinking Dodgeball's the easiest out of them three to watch.
See, I wouldn't even want to make a guess. After not liking Training Day, I don't know how you'd... I wouldn't want to predict where that head is going.
On this list, I have Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah, that's a documentary, yeah.
Dodgeball, Martian, Castaway, and Blue Planet.
Right, you've watched the Blue Planet.
Blue Planet.
Casually, in the background. I haven't watched too much of it. It's not number one.
Right. So, there's a different number one?
Just on the Blue Planet, he was watching it. And he sent us a picture of, what was it?
Tell them, Harry, tell them, dude, I know.
He sent us a picture of a sea turtle and just said fake.
I don't believe it.
As if the BBC are putting in CGI turtles.
They are. Google that, you can. They do swap out some scenes CGI. With CGI. There's an article about it. No, I'm not making this up.
I'm looking it up.
Sorry, aggro. That juice. Them juice fucking...
Turmeric, bro. Turmeric and ginger shots, I'm on.
Could be healthier than you as well, and we'll get into that as
That's
well.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Could be healthier than you.
Well, Owen gets fact checked. The fact that he's very quiet now, he knows he's wrong.
I'm not seeing any CGI here.
Oh my God.
Why do we give a fuck when there's a new number one film and everyone's acting like they don't care in this room? It actually agitates me a little bit.
Are you talking about Life on Our Planet? The Netflix one?
Most one of them.
Well, you see, one's BBC, one's Netflix. Big difference. Anyway. Terry, go on.
Neil, number one film.
Right.
The Hurricane.
Oh, you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. What a film.
How long am I telling you?
The thing that's in my head is, you said something the other day that annoyed me.
What was it?
You said...
That you did it.
You didn't actually say that.
No,
so
I said it's a conspiracy. That
you said there's a conspiracy around that, and I don't want to hear the conspiracy. Now you had the fucking...
So... Sorry, I'm going to give you the background on the Hurricane. My dad is a massive Bob Dylan fan. You know the song The Hurricane? It plays in the film, but only briefly. There's a song by Bob Dylan called The Hurricane. It explains the whole situation. It goes on for like 7 minutes. Great song, Owen.
Unbelievable song.
Right, great song, yeah. Bob Dylan wrote it for him. So my dad would play that all the time when I was growing up. I used to listen to it. All my mates used to listen to it. Everyone knew it, yeah. That was grand. In 6th year, if I leave insert, if you do history, you have to do a project on an event. Yeah, any event in history it can be. They give you a certain year, has to be like before this year, yeah? So I picked Reuben Carter, the Hurricane, yeah? So I went off, done my little research, 18-year-old Calvin there, yeah? And then, doing all the research, I started to realise, he did it. He wasn't innocent. He fucking did it.
So are you saying Calvin O'Brien's at the figuring out?
No, it's, bro, he got out of prison on a technicality. He got off on a technicality. He wasn't proven innocent. There was a technicality in it. Moves to Canada the second he gets out. Yeah. The gun used in the killing was found in the boot of his fucking car. The car fit the description of the car that was given that drove away.
I don't like that bit, and I don't give a fuck about that bit. The gun, the boot of the car is the only bit I really give a fuck about, because I'm like, right,
First thing I did, I typed her in, yeah, and I found a website, and in the website it says Reuben Carter stood over an old woman and put a shotgun into her chest, and I said, oh my God, this is not where I wanted to find. And then the research I done. And then if you watch the film back, in the film, he's never proven innocent. You just see him getting out of prison and you're thinking, yes.
He's an innocent man in my books.
But then you realise that, you know, when there's a story told by Hollywood, they don't give a fuck about the facts. They just tell a good story. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. And that's what happened. And that's why that was the story of the Hurricane.
A rumour is always better than the truth.
But there's a lot out there supporting that he did do it. And that's where I stumbled across. And you know, at the end, anyone out there that done history for the Leaving Cert, you know, there's a little projects.
The technicality you're talking about, though, yeah, is hidden information. and stuff?
No.
It's like hidden evidence.
There's a...
In the film, or it, anyways, yeah. they've hid evidence.
There's a Latin term given as to how we got off. I don't know what... I remember talking to my friend at the time who was studying law, and she was like, yeah, it's blah, blah, blah. And I was like, right, I don't know what that means, but I'm only discovering this term. And at the end of a little history project, they said, if you could do anything different in this project, what would it be? And I said, I'd love to go back and do the whole project on why he did it, not why he was innocent. And I was, because the amount of evidence I seen there, that was supporting that he did it. Do you know Making a Murderer?
Yeah.
You know, there's a new series out called Convicting a Murderer.
No. Nope.
Because there's a load of stuff Netflix left out with that.
Yeah, I've seen that actually, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, this happened, what, I think Reuben Carter was locked up in the 70s or the 80s or something. Great, oh, great film, unbelievable film, don't get me wrong. But Bob Dylan stopped singing that song quick fast after that, Owen.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing stuff that says there was lots of stuff left out of the film. That is off in the way. Interesting though.
Sorry, Terry. Yeah. I feel like I'm at the blade and telling
yeah,
about
Chris. Yeah, take it out number one. Take it out number one.
Look, he's so deflated.
At the start of an episode, you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you said you didn't like what
okay,
I
okay, so what's back to number one then?
Rush Hour 2, just bump her up. Just bump
just
her
flip
up.
The
by
table.
Default.
Yeah, by default, there you go.
Yeah.
For, on a technicality, Rush Hour 2 goes back to number one.
Yep. Watch Dodgeball, you like Dodgeball.
I was going to watch it the other night.
Go crack, bro.
I don't, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you like silly films.
Depends on how silly they are.
Dodgeball's yeah. a bit silly.
I obviously like comedy films, but it depends on how far they're reaching with the comedy.
Do you want a question?
Come on.
Okay.
Then. Oh, wait, before you do that.
Oh, sorry.
I could be the healthiest man in the country.
That as well, yeah. So, in that video where he sent us the blue planet on the background, what was in the foreground?
Oh, jam.
There was jam, yeah. Wasn't the only fucking thing. I'm not sitting there eating jam with a spoon.
Google.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, true. I love jam. Wholemeal bread.
Wow.
Porridge. Electrolytes. Water. A cup of tea. And a John Blue. That
tell
me,
them why you're healthier than me, Terry.
Because I have balance. I think if you're straight health, you're doing it wrong. I think we should all take our electrolytes, eat our porridge, and smoke.
What are you talking about? What's going on here?
I think...
He said to me he's healthier than me, right? And I was like, everything you take there, I take. And more.
I am this week. I don't... But do you know what my point is, Owen? There's probably not anyone healthier than me this week.
You see, what you do... This is the same as I could hold my breath underwater, right? You make these grand statements.
Yeah.
But in your head, they're actually about very precise interpretations of that situation. So, I am the world's healthiest man. You left out this week, right? I could hold my breath or for however long, and then it's like, oh, underwater, and then in the swimming pool, and then all this. You always leave out all these details. And as you get pushed on it, you start adding these details in.
But just start panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like me, all right.
Anyway, I'm glad you're living healthy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You'll be a veggie by the time you come back from your holidays.
I'm just going to switch it up, like.
Yeah.
I'm going to be... the Irish champion freediver and vegetarian.
Vegetarian? What were you had to say that?
What's it called?
Vegetarian.
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 The posh fella.
Fran.
What? Flandre.
That is what it's called.
Oh, and is it wrong for me to be promoting smoking?
If it was, would you care?
No.
No, there's nothing you're prouder of than smoking, so we won't take it away from
it's you. It's a niche. That's a little stick. That's your identity, Terry.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Like, if you got a board pregnant, you'd go and do a gender reveal and she'd open up a pack of John Blue and pink or blue smoke would come out.
Yeah. Questions. Claire wants to know, if you could get rid of one smell forever, what would you pick?
That's a great question.
So the worst smell of all time for me is them sweets that I was telling you about. Campine.
Yeah, the red and white ones.
That's Campino sweets is the worst smell of all time.
Oh, I got a migraine thinking about it. But I don't smell it frequently enough to get rid of it forever. So, I'm trying to think of a worse smell.
Do you ever smell your dog's breath?
I'd love smelling my dog's breath. I do, boys.
What's it smell like?
morning breath when she has a nap. She wakes up and she yawns in my face and a little morning breath. I'm always like, oh, just love up wishing. No, no wrong. Morning breath.
My dog's breath smells like fish. I was like, how does it smell like fish? I ain't nuts, like. You never had fish in his life.
It's horrendous.
No, I like mine.
Do you know what else I hate? The smell of sick. Oh, boy, the smell of sick makes me sick.
But obviously.
Yeah, but like, I'd love to get rid of that.
Would you rather smell a Campino or someone else's vomit?
Oh, Campino all day, man.
You'd rather smell a Campino?
That'd make me heave now.
What, the Campino would? But the sick would be okay?
No, it wouldn't be okay, but Campino is definitely worse. It's the worst smell I've ever smelled on. It just smells like trauma. It smells like it makes me sick, do you get me?
Any idea where this comes from?
No, I might have got sick. I don't know. I actually don't know, but they give me migraines as well, which sounds mad. That might sound mad. Like,
so your kryptonite is Campino sweets?
Oh, bro. Fuck me,
and
man.
And Pat's.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat's haven't done me much justice. Do you know what I'm looking at on this own? On this, what would you call that? Like a heart monitor? No, here.
That's just the audio of your recording, yeah?
Showing us the show, I go, bite! Right, yeah, it spikes. Yeah. Harry Penis in the place to be.
He's looking for tips to take over as producer, so you can go away for a month. Why are you saying it? So
Mom, do it, Alman.
So, Terrence's going away for a month, so that's why we're in flat out. We've been in Marconi house about 8 months.
This will be going out just as he's coming back.
Yeah, I'm just letting people know.
Sorry, I'm just saying, yeah. He's long gone now. He's long gone.
Right. I'm probably dead.
Where was I going with this? So, we've loaded episodes in the back pocket because Terry is away. But then I was saying, like, imagine you went away on and we let Terrence produce the podcast. We wouldn't have episodes in the back pocket. We'd be down episodes. Terrence would be deleting them. Yep. Didn't like that one. Didn't like, had a bad day that day. Yeah, but you're not having a bad day now, and that was 3 months ago. Doesn't matter, that episode's gone.
You get like that though, don't you?
No.
No, I mean.
Just go on and delete episodes?
No.
Wanting to delete episodes?
When you look at an episode, you remember how you felt that day. Yeah. Even before the episode.
It's like an old song. Like, I remember where I was when this song happened.
I'm like that with episodes. I'm like, oh, I had a bad day that day. I'll delete that in a minute.
Yeah, if you had access to the publishing platform where we post these. And
how many episodes do you reckon we'd still have up?
I think we'd be back to double digits.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, I've wanted.
It'd all be gone.
Like, if we were to do 10 episodes, you walk out of that studio and say delete 6 of them minimum.
Minimum, yeah. I'd even go higher, 7.
Mm.
And it's sad, just so you, for people listening, it's not on the guest. It's basically more.
It depends on how you feel in the last 10 minutes of an episode. You just walk out and be like, that was shite. Like,
no, I wouldn't say that.
100 minutes in there, it was great. And the last 10 minutes, that was it.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say a lot of it's based off, like, personal. How I felt in it.
There was a question here. What song would you have playing in the background while you're being arrested in slow motion?
California Love. Well, it's not going to be like Whitney Houston. I have nothing.
Couldn't be.
Why
couldn't it be?
Nicked.
What are you getting arrested for?
Don't know.
Murder.
Has to be.
Straight murder charge. Life on life. Yeah, again.
Has to be Innocent Man by DMX.
Was it like a justifiable murder?
Of course, bro.
Is any more than just
someone kicked Cousy?
No.
Someone kicked your dog, you wouldn't murder him.
Someone kicked the dog. That's not what I meant by a justified murder.
That wouldn't justify.
You're getting nicked, boys. There's no, like, is there no, there's no dignified.
Hey, Rick, I was enjoying that.
I know, yeah.
That's a prick milk, that, isn't it?
No, it's not.
That's like taking chocolate off a child.
We want
there's
it
a
home.
Screen here where the sound wave, what we're recording, the sound wave is showing up, but today it's showing up in front of Terrence, and I can see he's not listening to me or Calvin. He's just sitting there looking at it.
It's
like a dog looking at a fish tank.
I'm mad at him, fascinated by it.
Right, well, you're back in the room now.
Oi.
There's no dignified way of getting nicked. There's a dignified way of getting nicked.
Like, what's that mean? Worthy of?
No, as in, like, everyone looks the same getting nicked. You can't be like, fair play to him, he bleeding, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're getting nicked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Why are you asking the questions?
Because there was a question that was sent into us.
Don't like
I'm trying to give Owen a break.
I don't like this. A break.
Do you want a question?
Go on then.
Well, we had the smell one. Oh, by the way, Claire's one will be the rotten smell that comes off the Liffey at low tide. Walking into Ringsend off the East Link.
Do you ever smell, is it the hops? If you're down at the Bladen, the barracks. Oh, it's rotten. But I wouldn't get rid of it. It's not that bad to get rid of. It doesn't qualify. it's definitely washed out there. I'm not saying that's a bad smell.
Sewage is pretty fucking horrendous.
What you was calling that?
Sewage?
Yeah.
I call it sewage.
Where's the R in that word?
S-U-R-I-G-E, no?
Yeah. That's how it's spelled.
S-E-W-A-G-E.
That's sewage, yeah.
Yeah.
The word is sewage, though. I would call it sewage. I knew what you were talking about though, when you said it.
It's 1,000,000% sewage. I've never heard sewage.
There is no word sewage.
That's mental. So Dublin people made up the word sewage.
It's sewage. We're talking about, I'll give you the definition of sewage now, and let's see if we're talking about the same thing.
We are.
A mixture of water, human feces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human fecal matter.
Yeah.
As Johnny Depp would call it.
Sewage.
That's what the Americans call it. Sewage. Sewage system. Am I right?
Well, sewerage
is. Big Yankee head and you look at you.
Sewerage is the system of pipes. Sewage is what goes through them. Anyway.
Turning to fact checking now. Can we get Terrence to start fact checking? That's what we want to do.
Please.
You have nothing but truth on this podcast. Crick in the neck.
Oh, speaking of that, this one is from, this is from Ollie.
Ollie Moores. Get up.
Ollie's a good name.
Get up, Ollie.
It's going to be a shy question.
I actually like that. Ollie. Ollie O'Brien, Calvin.
Yeah, the OOB.
Double O-Benus. Go on.
Ollie doesn't have a question. He just said he listened to the bonus episode where we talked about crick and creek. He was shocked to hear that people say they have a creek in their neck instead of a crick. He then woke up around 7 a.m. with a bad crick in his neck. He's been in bits all day. He's now afraid to ever disagree with Terrence and Calvin again.
Listen, Ollie, come here. The lads call me dramatic all the time, Ollie, right? And they're wrong. A creek in the neck, boys.
We said this at the start. When
no,
this
bro,
came
I
up,
was just talking about in general. Like, you was like, when I get a bit.
Ah, no, you are dramatic.
Right. But a creek in the neck.
There's nothing worse.
Oh, please.
You're right in the rest of the week. If it happens on a Monday, you're bollocks.
Come on.
Yeah.
A good creek in the neck, boys.
If you get it before you fly, you're not coming home.
No.
That's it. You're getting the next fly.
It's so.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No.
You just have to ride it out.
You
can't like rub it and it get better. You just have to like, I'm
you
stuck.
Just have a terrible pain in your neck.
Yeah.
For at least.
Going around with your earlobe on your shoulder all day like that.
Like, how horrible is it?
Crick, not creek. Sewage, not sewage.
Creek and sewage.
Flandre.
Yeah, one said it yesterday. Remember you once said it yesterday? I said, it's card line. And she goes, what'd she say again?
No, she's above the way you say my name.
I was like, what, card line? What, did you say?
Caroline.
You say it?
Cardline.
Yeah, you say it like me, Cardline, yeah.
Yeah, but you're putting a D in there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. If there's an R in the middle of someone's name, there's a D. It's like Chardon.
It's like Tardance.
Yeah. Why is that? Why are we fucking Egypt?
I don't know.
At least have a bit of character in the accent. That's what it is.
It's not what it is, yeah.
Yeah,
we're not all just fucking dyslexic. No, don't spell it that way.
Give us more questions on
Arthur.
McGinty. Girl up. What a yump.
People are messaging me now being like, I'm like the McGinty fella sending you questions and all. He's famous.
He's famous.
He's
famous.
Like, he's like Banksy. No one knows who Arthur is. No, have you ever, anyone tell me what Arthur McGinty looks like? No, he just comes up with these little masterpieces like Banksy.
True.
He's going to do a bonus one day. Someday. McGinty will be in here for a bonus one
I think
day.
Me and McGinty should come in and do a bonus next week while he's away.
I'd be delighted.
I'm here for that, boys. You're more.
Yeah, no, you're in Thailand for that, bro.
It's a valid point.
You're here supporting that, you mean?
50 feet underwater, free diving in the black. Go on.
All right.
Why do you roll your eyes like if I can't? You watch me doing that now. I swear I'll die in that water if I have to.
Remember he said he was going to die on that
stage? Die on stage, yeah. 10 seconds later.
His ego died on the stage.
Had a fucking flu.
Now he's healthy.
Yeah.
So, Arthur says, if you started your own religion, what would you call it? Who would be the head of it? And what would weekly mass consist of? Also, what yearly celebrations would be celebrated throughout the year, such as Christmas, Easter, so on?
Oh, it's a very cultish question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Not into that now.
I'm thinking of all.
Yeah.
Ain't they?
I think anyone who has an answer for that is a bit weird. You want to check them.
Joe McGuckin would answer that off the bat.
But it's Joe McGuckin. Joe McGuckin, I get very David Koresh vibes off him.
Who's he?
Oh, we did. I'm pretty sure there was an episode of Stall It where we talked in depth about the cult of Joe.
Yeah.
He designed his own cult.
100. He strikes me as a fellow who would start a cult.
He joined one.
That as well. And he'd be like, what? They're selling us fake watches. All right, Joe. Who prides himself on buying fake watches? All right, Joe. Do you know there's an Air Max day? It's like the 26th of March. They release a lot of Air Maxes and you get like discounts on like and all.
So this is your religion?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Runners Army religion.
There's already a Calvinism. So.
There is. That's where I got my name from, bro. Well, my mad dad is, yeah.
Interesting.
The John Calvin fella. Remember I told you Calvin is a German name? John Calvin. That's his name. Calvinism is derived from that.
He was German?
Yeah.
John Calvin. He sounds like he's from Ring's End.
Calvinism is a religion.
Yeah.
And what's they do?
It's Protestant religion.
You put the toast on the press and all.
Yeah. I think it's pretty strict religion.
Oh.
Strict fella. Follow guidelines. Yeah. Gym 5 days a week and all.
They must be all hungry cunts as well, Eddie.
Calvinists believe that at the beginning of time, God selected a limited number of souls to grant salvation, and there's nothing any individual person can do during their mortal life to alter their eternal fate. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, basically.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a shite religion.
So, you can't call it Calvinism, but it is the worship of Air Max.
Not necessarily.
Prayer Max.
Prayer Max. There we go. Prayer Max 95s.
I like that. I like that.
Right, where do you have your ceremonies? Foot Locker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, you were answering this question for me. I think you should do this more often.
I'm just helping you here.
26th of March. There you go. It's like Christmas.
And I presume to be a good devotee
of have clean runners.
Prayer Max. You have to have clean runners, yeah. You'll be excommunicated if you show up.
Straight to hell.
Yeah.
Straight to hell. And in hell, everyone wears pennies, pumps, you know them yokes?
Yeah.
Everyone wears them, yeah.
Things would be winking as yours, got a robot would break off them.
You'd walk out pennies and they'd be brand new. By the time you got onto Henry Street, they'd be winking at you.
Yeah.
Fucking tongue hanging out of them and all.
Only 2 euro or something, do you want?
Yeah, because you got 20 seconds worth of wear out of them.
They were literally made out of blade in the Sunday World.
Yeah.
What else did Arthur ask us?
I had to ask great questions, but I think now we're giving them too much of an inflated ego.
Get back in
That's a good question.
I'll send that in here now and they'll answer that and give me a shout out and all. He's telling all the lads in his job and his board and he's nudging his board and all when the podcast is on because he knows the question's coming and all.
Get back the basics, McGinty.
You know what I mean? Go to parent and teacher meetings and all and be like, the kids haven't been in school the last 8 weeks. Be like, yeah, but did you listen to the bonus episode? That's my question.
Did you, Arthur, wanted to know what would Mass consist of and who would be head of the religion? Are you head of this religion?
No, I don't want to be head of a religion. Who would be head of a religion? Bro, do you know I'm not into all like religions and all. I think religions are mad. Like, religion to me is like Latin, yeah? Like all European languages and most languages just derive from that. All religions just derive from the same religion. And everyone's out there slaughtering each other over it. And it's one of them things that people get mad sensitive about it, but like Macklemore said, whatever God you believe in, we all come from the same one. But like people don't want to have that conversation. Like, do you know what I mean? Everyone takes it mad serious. And John, what else is annoying me? How everyone's going back religious these days. Everyone's like, oh, this is a Catholic country and as a Christian I do this. When's the last time you were in church, you fool, you?
Yeah. As religion has faded away, people just need something to follow. Do a podcast, as Terry would say.
Yeah.
Right. Religion to Terry.
What?
What's your religion?
Don't start, don't you?
Give him another question.
Give me all that.
You're not even going to give it a go, no?
No, bro.
You said last week, why don't we get good questions like Stala? That's a Stala question. That's what that is.
Maybe the grass is not always greener.
Fuck.
Maybe that, huh? Maybe that.
Terry, do you have a religion?
You're really going to do this?
Terence does not have a religion. I'm presuming Terence would just join Calvin's and then very quickly have a problem with it and get kicked out. Fair. Right, fair.
Sounds about right, Owen.
Right, we'll wrap it up there.
That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks done. Boom!
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in it now. Tell your body your pain. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down. Go down. Go down.